My name's Crystal, and my mother was murdered last year. I was always obsessed with the dead, but the obsession got worse once she crossed over. Before she had died, I had already ghost hunted at some of the most haunted locations across the world. But ghost hunting is different for me now. Something's changed. It's personal. So join me and my paranormal diaries as I enter the doorway into the other side. Hello, Ghost Girl Diaries family. It is yours truly, Crystal Leandra, and I am your host on today's podcast for Ghost Girl Diaries. This is a paranormal podcast for those of you that are brave enough to join the circle. Conjure with me. This will be uploaded as a YouTube video and also on Spotify, as well as all other major streaming resources. You can find all of our links at ghostgirldiaries.com. So let's get into it. Do you know the truth behind how haunted Vegas actually is? It's bone chilling. And you probably don't know the truth because I am a local and I've been here now since 2014. And there's things I'm about to share with you about Vegas that you've never known before. So buckle up and get ready. Vegas is so dark, and I didn't even know how dark Vegas was until I moved here. I made local friends and I got to know their families who have been here for generations and generations. A lot of things about Vegas and how dark it is and how haunted it is hidden from the general public. And the reason that is because they don't want their numbers to go down for tourists. People always say that Portland, Oregon, or even Seattle, Washington are known for having the highest suicide rates, but I beg to differ. I can guarantee you it's Las Vegas. Not only is it a town built on the mob and the mob's history, but I do believe that mentality still runs very deep within the society here today. And not only the mob, but we're also talking about dark things like constant daily suicide. It happens every single day, and you'll never hear about it on the news because they don't want to scare tourists off. They're afraid that they will not be able to get that revenue in from people that they depend on so much for what Las Vegas is. I have a lot to say, a lot of really strange things to say, but let's back up and talk about the haunted history first, because we are no strangers to how old, dark, and haunted that Las Vegas actually is. Now, in 1980, one of the darkest things took place here in Vegas at the MGM Resort. A raging fire engulfed one of their towers, and it ended up killing 85 people. The building was eventually rebuilt and then sold, and it's what we know today as Bally's. But at the time, it was rebuilt and renamed as the Horseshoe Las Vegas. Guests who have stayed in this tower constantly report paranormal activity. It was new, it was newly refurbished, but in the North Tower, people that stay always claim they smell the overwhelming scent of burning smoke. They also will hear the sound of people screaming and running through the hallways at night. This has made the Horseshoe in Las Vegas one of the scariest places to stay at while you're in Vegas. Now, one of the most chilling ghostly encounters that people will constantly experience over and over again is a elderly woman on the casino floor. She is said to occupy various slot machines. She often plays two machines at once, which is said and seen. You'll see it most often that people do that. They'll even get three machines going at once. Yes, you can do that. But when people see her, they will see her engulfed in flames. Can you imagine just minding your business, trying to play your slot machines, and looking over and seeing a woman engulfed in flames? But if you approach her and ask her if she's okay, she disappears. So my question is, would you have ever been brave enough to stay at the Horseshoe Las Vegas? The next most haunted location in Vegas that I want to talk about is the La Plaza Mansion. This is also known as the Devil's Mansion. It was previously owned by the big mob boss that we all know, mob boss Tony the Ant. It's claimed that there are secret rooms inside of this mansion to the point where he would actually off people that owed him money, and there are claimed to be blood-splattered walls. With the secret rooms and the mansion's dark past, I would put nothing past what entails inside of that building. No one will ever really know the truth. Really makes you wonder what those walls have seen. Previous owners of this mansion have claimed they are constantly harassed by entities that reside within the walls of the mansion, which only proves the theory that murders did happen in this location. Now, there are some famous entities that reside in here, but one of them is a male that hurls terrible innuendos at females. Terrible slang we can't say on here. Also, owners claim while they're showering, they feel like they're being choked. Now that's straight out of the movie Psycho. They literally say that they feel invisible hands trying to strangle them in the shower. Also, when these ghosts get provoked, often they like to throw glass or glasses at whoever is provoking the entities. And many times wine glasses have been shattered throughout the mansion due to this. So that's something that these entities really like to do. Now remember, this house is in Las Vegas, it's a mansion, but is privately owned. So if you do go there, please respect the area, respect the people, and it's not appropriate to go up to somewhere that is considered trespassing when it's private property. Imagine it being your home and a bunch of people are trying to come in and see what's going on. So just remember, in this industry, respect the locations, respect the people that own the locations. Now the home was most recently purchased in 2019. It was on and off the market. Many people that found out about its dark past did not want anything to do with it, so those sellers had a really hard time getting it off their hands. Let's hope that the new owners from 2019 are really getting groovy with the entities and everything is at peace. That, or maybe you should buy some sage. The next most haunted place on my list is the Mob Museum. It is near Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. Now, the Mob Museum has many artifacts from what the mob built Las Vegas on originally. And as we know, these mobsters were capable of very violent crimes back in the day here in Las Vegas. They really built the city on ownership and mass terror, right? The building itself is the old Las Vegas courthouse, so I think there's already something harboring energy within those walls. I mean, you're talking hundreds of murderers, mobsters, every other thing you can imagine that walked through there. So it's already a dark energy portal in itself. But now you're including all of these artifacts to be known, the names, the portraits. It's essentially become a shrine for these mobsters. People often hear voices, whispers, and see shadowy figures, and this would be a great place to go if you're visiting in town and not from Las Vegas. Are you brave enough to go to the Mob Museum? The Luxor Resort, I have so many opinions on this because I have had experiences there, and it is a very strange building. If you're not familiar with the Luxor, it is the really big pyramid-shaped. If you're not familiar with the Luxor, it is the pyramid-shaped hotel on the strip, and it's older. It's definitely older. Construction began in the 90s for the Luxor. People claim it's not only haunted, but possibly also cursed because it also relates to Egypt and having Egyptian artifacts.
Another weird random fact that I wanted to include in this was that the Luxor has a really big beam of light that shoots up, and you can actually see that light even from an airplane. But it's interesting because oftentimes when we do have UFO sightings here in Vegas, the UFOs are seen hovering over the light of the Luxor. So we as locals do believe that that is some sort of light that signals to them, hey, this is where Las Vegas is, since that beam shoots so high up into the sky. It's very common to often see UFOs hovering over the Luxor. It also makes you wonder if they are attracted to it once again because of the Egyptian magic.
Remember, you're talking about Egyptian magic, and that's something you don't want to mess with. So they believe that just from the moment that the Luxor started to be built, it was cursed. Many workers started dying and falling off of the sides of the Luxor. They would fall to their death. Imagine sliding down the glass wall of the pyramids. There's also secrets within the local community that only I would know to share with you. And the secrets are some of the bodies were not recoverable. I don't know what that means because they probably had to dig some sort of a trench into the ground when building this. And obviously you're talking about the shape of a pyramid, which is already uniquely strange. So locals claim that some of the workers that died during the construction, their bodies were not able to be recovered, and they are literally buried underneath the Luxor. I don't know if that's a fact. That's just local speculation. The Luxor was created after the massive tombs that are within Egypt. It's also believed that because there is not a sacred eye on the outside of the Luxor, that is also why there is a curse on the building, because the Egyptians and Egyptian magic only keep their entities and things that are created within their magical realm protected, and without that eye, it is not protected. Therefore, without the eye, it is a dark portal that attracts dark entities. Many, many deaths have occurred within and outside of the hotel, which does make you wonder if it is some sort of cursed object. Two guests also jumped to their death from the interior balconies. And it's really interesting to me because if you've ever been inside the Luxor, those balconies still exist. And there's nothing keeping you from jumping to your death. So it does make you wonder why they haven't taken on some sort of protocol to change that. There was even a bacteria outbreak that happened in there, which caused several guests to fall ill and one even died. People see ghostly sightings, whether they are staying there or whether they are working there. You will hear taps and knocks on the walls, which makes people wonder if there are portals and entities entering and exiting from the building. Once again, you're talking about Egyptian magic. There's also a Titanic artifacts museum within there, which I find strange because the Titanic is in no way connected with Egypt, or is it? So I think those Titanic artifacts have brought in a whole new energy. If you ever get to go into that museum, it has strange energy. And I think it's because those artifacts just don't belong inside an Egyptian, capsule. There was a ride in there that was called the Nile River Ride. It has since shut down, but there was a lot of really strange things that happened within the Nile River Ride, which just sounds strange to me. Once again, when you build something like this around Egyptian magic, you're also invoking those gods and deities. There were many frightened guests that would go on the Nile River ride that basically said they refused to go back. They wanted their money back because they were seeing deities, ghosts, apparitions, and possibly even Egyptian gods that were making themselves known within the Nile River ride. There were dark tunnels that existed within this ride as well, and it literally shut down only 3 years after it was built. I've also ghost hunted inside of the Luxor, and you wouldn't believe what comes through on the spirit box. It's just constant energy, and I do believe it's possible because of this portal they have created within a pyramid, an actual pyramid. So tell me, are you brave enough to stay at the Luxor Hotel? The Flamingo is on the Strip, and honestly, it's an older hotel, but it is beautiful. I think the Flamingo has one of the most beautiful pools. So if you're looking for hotels in Vegas that have the greatest pools, the Flamingo would definitely be on the top of my list, although it is older. But Bugsy Siegel is definitely connected to the Flamingo. He's the old school mobster. He was violently murdered 6 months after the opening of the hotel, and this took place in 1947. But some say he's decided to stay eternally because people see his apparition all the time within the Flamingo. He's been spotted at the Garden Memorial on various occasions. You can always spot him because he's dressed in his 1940s gangster getup. You can also find him inside of the wedding chapel, and he oftentimes is seen roaming around the presidential suite. This features a golden bathroom with fixtures, and this was said to be his suite in particular. So that would definitely be on the top of your list if you're a ghost hunter. The presidential suite in the Flamingo. Guests say they hear the sounds of whispering within that room, and they can see his shadow walking back and forth in the midst of the night. There's also many dark shadows that are seen looming at the foot of your bed when you're trying to sleep throughout the hotel. So my question for you is, are you brave enough to stay at the Flamingo Hotel to go meet up with Bugsy? There's many other haunted places in Las Vegas. This is just a few to name on the top of my list. There's a place called Fox Ridge Park that's in Henderson, but it's really more known for the locals. It's said that there's a little boy that was killed and his spirit still swings by itself, so you can actually witness the swing at 3 a.m. swinging by itself. It's a hot spot for ghost hunters in the local area. Other people believe it could be a demonic attachment, so be careful if you're going there. Binion's downtown, which is on Fremont Street, however, it is still very haunted. There's claims of phantom phones ringing, voices being heard, shadows darting back and forth. Guests have even felt being pushed or touched as they're walking down the hallways. And you always feel a shadowy image that is kind of right over your shoulder, watching your every move. There's also phantom cries, footsteps, but Fremont's just strange in itself. The Hoover Dam is also supposed to be very haunted. It's strange. If you've never experienced the Hoover Dam while you're in Vegas, you should absolutely go. I have been there several times. It is a sight to see. I think that in your head you have this image of what it is, but when you're there and you're experiencing it and you're actually walking over the bridge and the boardwalk, it kind of sets in how large it actually is. But many workers have fell and perished, you know, due to their work within the Hoover Dam. It's definitely an energy of its own. Also, you're talking about water, moving water constantly, which is also an electromagnetic field, which we know can also increase paranormal activity. The Westgate itself has the king, which is Elvis Presley, of course. The haunted theater backstage, it's seen that Elvis can be there getting ready to prep for his evening routine. The presidential suite in that location also is haunted by no other than the king himself, and many people will actually enter and exit the elevator with who they believe is an Elvis impersonator, but it's actually the ghost of the king himself. Would you go to the Westgate to hang out with Elvis? Now, of course, the Strat and that area is known for Tupac's death. It's also said to haunt and harbor energy from that night. They actually left the Strat before he was killed. Vegas is known for having alien sightings constantly because of Area 51. I've seen them myself, and it's so interesting because when you're a local here, it's just so accepted into the culture. It's like, oh yeah, there was a UFO. It's fine. Like, it happens every other day here. People that have lived here for generations and generations have just accepted that aliens come here to visit. And I really think the city just kind of gets a kick out of it. You also have Death Valley, which is kind of strange. It's not far from here. That's also known for having a lot of alien sightings. Death Valley is also known for harboring skinwalkers as well. Also, Skinwalker Ranch isn't far from Vegas since we're on the corner and border of all of these states. Now, there is one little interesting piece that I've saved for last, and that is strictly on what I have learned from being a local. The Wynn Hotel. Now, the Wynn Hotel, everyone asks me, Crystal, you've lived there for years, what's your favorite hotel? I'm gonna tell you right now, the Wynn. It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's bougie. It's got everything you want in a hotel. They have gardens. They have a waterfall. The food is amazing. They have the bougiest of stores. You're gonna find everything there, from Louis Vuitton to Chanel. However, there's a darker part of the Wynn that a lot of people don't know, and although this isn't paranormal related, I can't help but think that this would sort of stain the energy there for some reason and cause or create more paranormal activity. I've had friends that are local that have had security at the Wynn, or even maids that work for the Wynn, so that's how I know sort of the dirty deets on all of the different hotels. And the strange thing about the Wynn is this. Although it may seem beautiful, it has one of the most amazing clubs inside of the Wynn. If you ever get a chance to go, it's very expensive, but it's amazing. The experience is amazing. Now, the club in the Wynn is called the Excess Nightclub, and it is beautiful. I've been there. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. It really makes a magical night, especially on a Friday or a Saturday. The problem is this. There is a strange underground organ transplant thing happening in Las Vegas. And what will happen is people from out of town, especially foreigners, so they particularly look for foreigners, will be the victim of the attack for the night. And essentially, they will find some cute girls to pay to lure these foreigners up to their room, and they will drug them. The next day, the foreigners will wake up in a tub full of ice, and a note is next to them in the bathtub that says, "We have removed your kidney for the black market. You have 24 hours to call 911. And they literally have an incision. They've been sewn back up by some sort of medical professional. They call 911. They've been holding themselves in a tub of ice. And when they go to the hospital, they in fact are missing a certain organ. So it's really strange, the dark underground things that go on in Las Vegas that people don't know about unless you're a local. I really do think it's one of the darkest, possibly unsafe cities in the United States, especially if you're talking about suicide rates. There are suicides every single day. In fact, if you look at most of the new hotels, do not put balconies on their hotel rooms anymore because people will often go gamble all of their money or they'll be induced with alcohol and drugs and they get depressed and they throw themselves over the balcony. Most commonly, though, is the parking garages. They will jump to their death from the parking garages. Although other places are even worse. Like if you consider the Riviera, they would actually have people that would throw themselves out of the window. So oftentimes the hotels now are made with bulletproof glass to stop people from jumping to their deaths. That is how often it happens. It is called the City of Sin for a reason. There are many dark things that go on here that people don't know about, and it's just crazy. Now, I don't think it's necessarily currently still ran by the mob, although I do believe if you're looking at people like in power, politicians, things like that, I think that they have still adopted the mob mentality. For example, I have friends, once again, their parents work in the city government officials. The school systems are really bad in Vegas, and it's never going to change. They don't want the school systems to be better. I think that we're ranked 49th out of 50 out of all of the cities and states. And the reason we're ranked so low out of all the states is because they want the general population to stay dumb so that they continue to live here and work in the service industry. They do not want the locals to be smart. So if you have to go to public school here in Vegas, you're in trouble. You will not have a good education. It's one of the worst educations in the United States. Now, they have amazing private schools here, but not everyone can afford to send their child to a $12,000 a year private school. So you'd have to use your discernment if you ever wanted to relocate here to Vegas. I do not predict the education system ever changing. As you guys know, my mother was murdered through the healthcare system here in Las Vegas. I also don't predict that ever changing. Once again, you had this nurse over my mother, over her care. She knew my mother was allergic to this medication, and we got her in trouble for stealing my mother's narcotics, so she overly injected her with a medication to kill her. So once again, this nurse may not be part of the mob, but the mob mentality is deep-rooted within this city. There's a reason that I don't think I want to stay here permanently, and it's because this city is really dark. There's a lot of transcendent people that come and go. Not everybody stays. It is interesting, though, because on the other side of it, like when the mass shooting happened downtown on the Strip at Mandalay Bay, the entire community came together. So it is, in a way, like a big little city when you come together. But when you're separated and segregated, it's also every man for themselves. And I think it's because it's such a diverse community of people. You literally have people from every corner of the world in one city. And it's grown massively since I came here. I moved here part-time in 2014, full-time in 2015, and there was only about 500,000 to 700,000 people. And now we're in the millions with a lot of people moving here from California, and it just continues to get bigger. And over time, I hope that that means that at least the healthcare system will change. But once again, I think this city is dark. It was built on mobs and mob status. There are murders and crimes that happen. You can even watch on Unsolved Mysteries that are all mob related. There's bodies constantly found in Lake Mead. I know that the external world is always shocked, like, oh my God, they found another body in Lake Mead. We as locals are not shocked because it is all part of the mob. They also will go bury bodies out in the desert. That still happens where bones and like human remains are found. Once again, the mob may not be running it today, but that mob mentality runs deep and it never goes away. And that equates to a dark, haunted city. Now that you know about Vegas and you know how haunted it is, Is this a place that you would ever live? I'd love to hear in the comments below. Or are you at least brave enough to come here and ghost hunt? Thank you guys so much for tuning in today to my podcast on haunted Las Vegas. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please subscribe now. Make sure you like, comment, and show us support down below. Also, make sure you download our podcast on Spotify and all other major sites. You can find all of these sites once again at ghostgirldiaries.com. Our other major platform is, of course, TikTok. And as your host, Crystal Leandra, you can always look me up also if you're wanting to find my personal content. Thank you guys again for subscribing. And as always, we will catch you guys next time.